How we connect, how fast we download, and how much we depend on new infrastructure is what 5G offers. The investment is in fifth-generation cellular wireless technology. Many consumers want networks that respond efficiently and up to 30% faster than 4G.
When it comes to 5G, Huawei is ahead of the curve. They have more tests done, they have more implementations, they have more commercial contracts that they've won. They've been a big player in the emerging markets. So Huawei has the equipment that they have is much more advanced, it's much more efficient.
5G technology is being touted as far more than just faster smartphones. The possibilities could include how we are treated medically and how we introduce driverless cars and industrial robots into everyday life.
Research and development. They've been, I think, investing something like $70, $80 billion over the last 10 years. So obviously they've managed to get ahead, especially in terms of 5G. China was fairly late with 4G. They launched it like 4 or 5 years after everybody else. So it was kind of a decision from the top that 5G was going to be the technology that they tried to dominate.
Thank God you finally landed on the moon.
Huawei denies it's a vehicle for Chinese intelligence. British officials have proposed allowing the company a limited role in the UK's future 5G network and has resisted the US calls for a complete ban. The UK and US are currently about to start negotiating a new trade agreement, and any Huawei decision could impact discussions.
I think that the Prime Minister and the President have a very good relationship. I think, again, there can be areas where we agree 100% on. There could be areas where we have issues on.
The Americans say they're concerned that sensitive information could be compromised by any Chinese telecoms infrastructure in the United Kingdom. The advantage for Huawei currently is it's invested in designing bigger, more complex technology than its competitors. It's ahead in manufacturing and supplying networking equipment too. That's why the UK and other countries, without a global telecom player, has to decide whether to allow a Chinese company deep into its 5G networks.
Well, for more on this, Gregory Evans joins us now from Atlanta, Georgia. He's the director of NationalCybersecurityUniversity.com, which is an online training platform. Welcome to Money Talks, Gregory. Now, before we look at the details of the UK's decision, what do you think about Huawei? Do you believe it's a national security risk, as the Trump administration says it is?
Yes, it is. And it's not because Trump administration says it is. Before Trump came in, President Obama felt the exact same way. I do business all over the world, and even in Africa, where Huawei has a big percentage of cell phones there. And we found that a lot of the government agencies, as well as consumers who use Huawei phones, have spyware built in to their phones as soon as they purchase it and open it up out of the box.
Now, if that's the case, why then do you think did the UK allow Huawei access to its 5G networks, despite the US telling them that they do pose a security risk?
I have no idea. It's mind-blowing, because I don't understand. One thing about China is they have the biggest artificial intelligence database in the world. They are gathering information, not just on their people, because they have the biggest population, but on people all around the world. So by them allowing them to build the 5G network, they're going to be able to track everyone who visits uses 5G, and that includes all visitors to the UK, and get their not just cell phone numbers, but their MAC addresses to their cell phones. And with that, they're going to be able to track a person throughout the whole world on where this person is, and grab other information besides the behavior each person uses on their cell phone. What you Google, where you work at, what do you watch on your phone? And they can use this for artificial intelligence as well, or they can use it for just blackmail, because they'll have access to everyone's phone.
Now, Huawei, of course, denies the allegations that they pose a threat to the national security of any country, but they are seen as a leader in 5G technology. Are they really that far advanced in this area? Can other companies fill that void if they were to be barred from access to 5G networks?
I don't see them being I can't really compare them to, let's say, here in the United States, we have Verizon or AT&T who have built 5G networks. What I can say is that they probably did it a lot cheaper than what it would cost to have an American company do it. What I don't understand is China is not the friends of the UK or the United States. Yes, we have things manufactured there, but they're not part of, let's say, NATO. So let's, God forbid, something ever happened around the world, they control our communication systems, or they would control the UK's communication system.
Okay, it'll be...
And mind you, I do want to add in.
Yes.
I do want to add in. Remember all the embassies and all the Americans and people from around the world that go to the UK or live in the UK. They will have that access to that communications as well.
Okay, Gregory Evans, it'll be interesting to see how this rollout progresses in the UK. But thank you so much again for your time on Money Talks.